AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Everywhere, wherever you look. Pop it, everybody. It's the second hour because we've been flexed back. We started at 2 o'clock, so there's a whole hour to podcast that Frogman Friday started at 2.
Frogman?
Mark Gubaza is in
Frogman.
There on the podcast on the iHeartRadio app, and there's a Before the Show podcast segment that you can podcast on the iHeartRadio app as well. You can also stream the show live on this Frogman Friday.
That's
on
true.
The iHeartRadio app. But it is a flex alert. We started at 2 because the Dodgers on deck, Morongo Casino with Tim Cates, who's co-hosting today because Matt is out, starts at 5:30. Flex alert.
Flex alert.
Sunday is Mother's Day, and I want to pull the trigger right now.
Right now?
Would you rather try to figure out who the winner is and figure out the phones, because we are a bare bones operation, even when Matt is here. Would you like to figure out who the winner is of the $250 Burke Williams Mother's Day gift card now, while you have to navigate the number of the day and the song of the day and perform? Or during the F1 report in the next segment, which has a heavy, heavy rotation of sound and scripts and music changes. And if you screw it up, you know who is going to step on your puzzo hard, and you'll never get on the prep zone. So
any excuse to get away from the F1 report?
You can't get away.
I am all in on.
You can't get away. The callers are calling now.
Not yet. How about we compromise? How about we, at the end of the segment, during the song of the day?
Okay.
All right.
Well, people are just going to keep calling.
No.
See the marks.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Sunday is Mother's Day.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
You heard our prolapsed uterus promo from Bob, and having been a witness to 2 childbirths, I could say, tough deal. Tough. I mean, I was a witness to my own, but I don't remember. But I just want to say, tough deal. Tough deal for everybody involved, but especially mom. And that's why we have the Mother's Day. We want to say thank you for all that she's done by pushing that big old thing out of her vagina. What? That's what she did. So we want to give her the ultimate relaxing experience to forget the opposite of that when she pushed that big old thing out of her vagina. A spa day at Burke Williams, everybody. Hey, we couldn't do it. You couldn't push it out of your urethra, you know?
No.
Exclusive Mother's Day packages come with 3-day spa pass. She'll forget all about that horrible episode, that bloody day or night, and gift cards that never expire, just like your love for your mother will never expire. Visit BurkeWilliams.com/Mother's Day for the perfect gift, that perfect gift of gratitude. Keep listening to PMS in like the next 6 minutes. I'm going to give this damn thing away for your chance to win $250. Yeah, Ronnie, block out the phones. We don't need that crap. Hey, Ronnie, are you back with us?
I'm back.
What was going on? Were you on the telephone?
I was handling a little bit of
logistical
construction.
No, I don't know.
That's on the phone.
Oh, for your house?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, a little extracurricular on a front.
You know, I got a phone call.
And we're already
an inopportune time.
We're already a bare bones crew.
My apologies.
No, it's all right. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, all is well.
All right.
Ronnie say this: the price of lumber is how much?
Is it really? Was he on the phone?
It has gone up quite a bit since the whole pandemic hit.
He was on with Ganahl.
Who?
Ganahl Lumber?
No.
It's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Cates?
Word of the day is answer. Last night in his post-game press conference with the media, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel had an answer to the question from this reporter.
Hey, Frank, at a lot of the games you played without LeBron, LeBron was on the bench. Is there a medical reason why LeBron hasn't joined the team the last two games?
No.
Donde está LeBron James on the Lakers bench during the last two games? He has been MIA, not Miami. He has been missing on the Lakers bench in the win over the Nuggets on Monday and the loss of the Clippers last night. No LeBron James on the team bench.
He's too big time to show up?
I mean, he's got an ankle injury. Unless he's getting treatment in the back underneath with the training staff, shouldn't he be out there on the bench as an injured player?
They said it wasn't medically
No. According to sources,
they said there's no medical reason for him not to be out there.
To ESPN, they just want him to stay off his ankle, so that's why he wasn't out there. But he wasn't, apparently, at Staples Center either. LeBron James, not with the team tonight in Portland.
He wasn't sipping wine either.
No, he was not sipping the wine. He was promoting Space Jams 2, though, on his social media account with a funny, I don't know, line.
About the wabbits?
Emojis. And
the wabbits?
He wrote, quote, "It's all fun and games until the rabbit got the gun."
You know, LeBron has been such an unifying influence in our society recently. You think a lot of people are going to show up and watch that Space Jam movie?
No.
I think they will.
No, I don't people, think
everybody will. Likes kids' movies, though.
I'm curious about it.
Well, see, Ronnie's
going to watch it.
Why?
Because I loved the first one. And I'm just curious to see how the second one is going to unfold.
This one's
going to
have a different message of inclusivity. And you're going to enjoy it. Now, this is a good question. I'm sorry. Are you done?
Yeah.
The Lakers are really struggling. I know that.
And LeBron doesn't want to be on the bench with them.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It is. Supposed to be the leader of this team.
I used to think LeBron was kind of a different type of dude before he came to LA.
According to some people, he's on the Mount Rushmore of the Lakers organization. Yet he can't sit on the bench with them?
Apparently not.
No.
Should I give my mom a smaller gift if she had a C-section?
Did she
kind of cheat a little bit? Mm. The answer is no. Although she didn't push you out of her vagina, the C-section is extremely painful months after and years after. With the scar and things like that. So she still made a sacrifice.
How about a knife with her initials on there?
That's not a bad idea, although it may bring back memories of the scar.
Like, hey, here you go 35 years later. Remember what happened? You were cut open.
Like time for the knife. Number of the day. Thank you.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Today's number is 2. We want to recognize the PMS Listener Union for a couple of reasons. The PMS Listener Union, though controversial.
Oh, sorry.
That was on the air.
My bad.
Okay. It's a guy. Ryan Van Tile's his
name. I can kick your punk bitch ass.
I'm not trying to fight anybody.
Nobody's fighting anybody.
Ryan Van Tile from Huntington Beach. He runs something called Rhino Music. He's a music teacher. He's a single man.
He's friends with one of our interns.
He's not unattractive.
Former intern.
You know, he's got dogs and dates.
Is that Joe Exotic?
No. Although he hasn't, you know, a beard and long hair like Joe Exotic. But the point is, all right, enough. Just give me the Sea Hunt theme, Ronnie, because he sent over
Frogman.
Two
Frogman
ceramic octopi.
Frogman.
For Matt and I.
Frogman.
In honor of Frogman Friday.
Frogman.
And I put a picture at Petrus and Money on Twitter of the two octopi. We like tchotchkes and trinkets here on the Petrus and Money Show. If I didn't have this job, I might run a store for oddities. Although my friend has a comic book store that's doing that just now. Scary's in Lamita, Scary Jerry.
So you would own a thrift shop?
I don't know, kind of like that.
Nostalgic store of goodies?
He'd have a Spencer's.
Spencer's gifts? No.
Yeah,
no.
Come on, Pete.
No,
I wouldn't see you buying a counter.
No,
at the
it would be a one-off.
Wearing a Bob Marley t-shirt?
It'd be a one-off. You know, I would sell like, you know, a third man lunchbox. You know, stuff like that.
Incense?
No.
Do-rags?
No.
Incense?
No. Why don't you get back on the phone with the construction guy, Ronnie?
Hello?
Jesus. Okay, now is the time to call in.
Whoa!
For your Mother's Day gift card. 866-987-2570. Let's say caller number 2, since my wife had 2 C-sections, is getting the gift card to Burke Williams. Happy Mother's Day for your mother. Say thank you for all that she does, and not just a bottle of Slow Gin this year. Spa Day at Burke Williams, exclusivo packages, 3-day spa pass, gift cards that never expire, love that never extinguishes. Visit BurkeWilliams.com/Mother's Day for the perfect, that perfect gift of gratitude. Keep listening to PMS today. Well, this is it, actually. This is your chance to win the 200. It's right now.
No mas.
This moment. And you're going to handle it, right?
Right now.
But Ronnie's going to do the song of the day while you handle it.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da!
Sailors of Neptune are a three-piece band out of South Orange County with today's song of the day called Farewell. It's a nice nautical theme that they embrace because, you know, we've reached a Frogman Friday. Yeah, no, it's the Petros and Money Show.
Correct.
That's where it originated. And so the Petros and Money Show will go on a journey to conclude and bid farewell to the week in great sports talk and get you ready for the freeway series between the Dodgers and Angels in Anaheim for the weekend. And Tim Cates will get it started with Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck that comes up at 5:30 right after he enters the winner here. Phones are ringing off the line, Tim.
Got a winner?
We got a winner.
Who is it?
Brian from the Kook.
Brian, are you there for the Kook? Brian, congratulations. $250 gift card for Mother's Day for your wife or mother or sister or whatever. What do you got? What do you got going on?
I got all of them. Wife, mother, sister. Right, well, I got them all.
Well, only one can get the $250. Who's getting the $250, brother?
It's got to be the wife.
Yeah. Even though she's not your mother, you still have kind of a relationship with that part of her. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. C-section or natural birth for the people?
Natural, like a gangster.
Yeah, because that's how all the gangsters
no epidural, huh? Just straight.
Oh, straight up.
Straight push, huh?
No Vaseline.
That's it.
All right.
Couple minutes, month done.
Well, congratulations. Is there a Burke Williams out there in the Kook, or are you going to have to drive to the one in Needles?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a trek, but it's worth it.
Etiwanda? Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I don't know what the closest one is.
Alta Loma?
Yeah.
Chino?
There's one there, I think.
I think Pasadena is the closest one.
Head on a swivel. And congratulations to your lovely wife. And thank you for calling.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
People really do win on PMS. That's all we're trying to say. We haven't taken a call in a while.
You don't say.
I'm not doing calls.
You don't say. You got the phone number wrong and everything.
Well, I say Sweet James's number a lot more than I say our number, to be fair.
You sure you're feeling okay today?
What are you talking about? My head hurts. I have a headache. It's been a month since I hit my head on a tree, and my headaches have returned. Although I did have my head looked at on a CAT scan or MRI, and they said it's not bleeding. So I guess I just have to wear it.
Sorry?
Does it seem to be affecting me? Really?
Little.
You know, most co-hosts like try to help the guy out instead of being like, "Hey, are you okay? You sound a little weird." Like,
you sure you can keep going?
I mean, we're gonna be on all the way till 5. We got 2 more hours. F1 report coming up next.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. Now. Now.
It's a Frogman Friday on the one and only Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We already talked to Mark Gubaza in the last hour. We had the word number song in the last segment. We have my dad coming up in the next one. David Vasse still going to be around. Dodgers Angels Freeway Series supposed to be a really big deal. We'll see how it plays out. Neither team is playing that well right now. And we gave away the Burke Williams gift card in the very last segment to a guy named Brian in the Kook. And we believe the closest Burke Williams to Rancho Cucamonga is Pasadena or Needles. But either way, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. The rest of the schedule as far as the weekend goes is as follows. Tonight, the Kings have the Avalanche on the iHeartRadio app, LA Kings Audio Network. And Sunday, the Clippers, who beat the crap out of the Lakers last night, LeBron James wasn't there to see it, take on the Knicks. Tip off is at 12:30 on AM 1150 because we'll have Dodgers Angels on AM 570. All right, Matt is out today. He'll be back on Monday. We have a full show. And even though this is a segment geared toward me talking to Matt about this.
Oh, no.
Hey, come on. You can do it. Come on. Don't be that way. Are you going to be that way? Because it's a lot to get through if you're not going to be a support.
No, I'm into it. I just don't know who any of the drivers are.
I don't need you to know anything.
Okay, all right.
It is time for the F1 report. Well, now that's when the music comes in. I mean, guys. Hey. Can we try it again?
One more time.
It is time for the F1 report. What in God's name? How could it not be there? Second half of the first doubleheader of the season, the F1 circus leaves Portugal and makes its way across the Iberian Peninsula to the stunning city of Barcelona. And the Circuit de Barcelona Catalunya for the Spanish Grand Prix on Sunday. More on that in a moment. But first, back to Portimao. It was a workmanlike performance for Lewis Hamilton. 97th career Grand Prix win. The mercurial Brit showed this past weekend that he was up to any challenge that the flat bill of Max Verstappen could muster. Hamilton proven once again why he is the 7-time world champ, passing his main rival and teammate to clinch his second win in 3 races.
That's good, right?
Yes. You see, Cates, there are 4 basic components to a Formula One car that must be maintained during each Grand Prix.
Okay.
The chassis, the engine, the brakes, and the tires. And the race on Sunday in Portugal, it all came down to the exact same issue I had at the end of last week. Tires. Tire preparation, tire selection, tire maintenance. Box, box, box. The F1 teams don't have the luxury I had, swooping into Western Tire on Victory and Elmwood here in Burbank.
Hey.
Proudly serving Burbank and the surrounding area since 1974.
Believe it.
Now, F1 teams and drivers, they got to do it all themselves. Just like the sisters in the Annie Lennox song.
Tell them Tim sent you, by the way.
I did.
Okay. Not Fred.
Many times, a failure by one of the components can be the key to determining success on race day, of course. Like if you have no brakes, you get it.
I get it.
So as the it's not that hard. So as the drivers lined up on a sunbathed and breezy Portimao track, all eyes were trained on the 4 medium-shod cars at the head of the field. The Mercedes, the stoically bare-assed Finn, Valtteri Bottas, along with a Silver Arrow teammate, Lewis Hamilton. Red Bulls with the slave to love, Max Verstappen and his teammate, the great Guadalajarian, Checo Perez, lined up immediately behind him. 66-lap trundle around the undulating circuit. The tire preparation, selection, and management for Lewis Hamilton determined the outcome. Even after a safety car, caused by our favorite indignant Finn, Kimi Raikkonen, for crashing into the Alfa Romeo teammate, Antonio Giovinazzi, Hamilton fell back into third, restarted on lap 7, Mad Max moved past him, but he would fight back brilliantly. Swooping P2 from Max on lap 11. As fast as Kelly Piquet's baby mama rebound.
Whoa.
See, that's some F1 baby mama humor. And then claiming the lead for Bottas on lap 20 with a big decisive move on turn 1. Shutting the sauna door on the bare-assed Finn from the outside.
Oh, I like the sauna reference.
Well, yeah, because the people at Western Tire also own the
Burbank Infrared Sauna.
Correct. There would be no drama for Hamilton on this Portuguese Sunday. His feel for the tires, much like Western Tire Company, is key to his success in tactical races like these. And he was 4 seconds clear of the lustful Dane, Max Verstappen. Brilliantly managed race for Mercedes, which you hate to see.
Why do you hate it?
I root for the other guy.
No.
Victory for All Right Hamilton puts him now 8 points in front of the Dutchman, my guy, in the championships. It was the 150th time Hamilton has scored a point for Mercedes, something he has failed to do only 9 times for the Silver Arrows since joining the team in 2013.
Only 9 times.
9 times. He hasn't scored a point.
Like Ferris Bueller was absent 9 times.
Yes, thank you for the reference. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Verstappen, who never looked comfortable on that slippery surface in Portimao, would grab P2. And it was still his best start to a season. He's got 1 win and 2 second places. Bottas dragged his bare ass around for third on the podium. Checo was 4th. Best result of the year for him. And the sprite-like Lando Norris would get the papaya-clad McLaren across in P5. He has top 5 finishes in every race so far this season, so way to go, McLaren. That brings us back to this weekend, guys. Yes! Music change! The Iberian Peninsula. Located on the northeastern coast of Spain, facing the Mediterranean Sea, Barcelona and the Circuit de Catalunya has been home to the Spanish Grand Prix since 1991. Timmett's got long straights, a variety of corners. The track is an all-rounder, which is probably why it's been the home for winter testing for the F1 for the past several years. To put it simply, all these guys can do this in their sleep. They've all driven this track a bunch of times. And the track is a good mix of high and low. Speed corners, challenging turn 3, right-hander that will see the drivers push the race stewards with track limits. And we love track limits, Tim.
Yes, we do.
Now, the Red Bulls are hopeful of being more competitive than in Portimao. History is not on their side. Mercedes has been very strong in the past on the peninsula, and no one but Lewis Hamilton has won on the Spanish track since 2017.
Mm.
The question really becomes, can Red Bull avoid mistakes over the weekend, and can Mad Max reign in his vengeful spirit? Can he once again knock off Lewis Hamilton from his perch? Finally, Tim.
Yes.
Our pick for the PMS for what? F1 Fantasy League. Courtesy of our team's name. For what? Courtesy of our team's name of the week, Circus Nargis Motorsports. Do you even have a team?
I do.
What is it?
Kate's Cockpit, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I haven't checked it since week 1, though, so I don't know how I'm doing.
Circus Nargis is currently in 5th place with 602 points.
Wow.
It's not often we would recommend going with a team like Haas for your fantasy league pick, but take a look at Mick Schumacher as you get down to your final driver selections.
Look like rock stars, huh? And now we are a bunch of wankers. Yeah, bunch of clowns here.
Well, the son of Shu took another step forward last weekend as he continues to find his feet in F1 machinery. His P17 finish easily outpaced his troubled and tempestuous teammate, Nikita Mazepin, the Russian. And he charged late, got past the Williams of Nicholas Latifi. The Haas team, expect them to have Barcelona be their strongest track so far this season.
Just f*** this one up. Yeah. It doesn't make it right. I know that, you know. Saying it f*** up, it doesn't make it right.
I know it doesn't make it right. Having traditionally gone well there with both drivers having more experience on the circuit, I think they might build some confidence and knowledge.
We've got 2 idiots driving for us.
Well, that was last year. Rain showers in the forecast on Sunday afternoon. Look for the level head of the rookie Shu to handle the track conditions. And at very least, Circus Nargis Motorsports guarantees you the 3 points a driver gets just by beating his teammate, Nikita Mazepin.
This guy is a f***ing joke.
What a f***ing
You want to try that one again? Let's do it again.
This guy is a f***ing joke.
What a f***ing
Gene Haas spends over $100 million of his own money. And even though we don't know that, we know that doesn't make it right.
No.
I'm just saying it doesn't make it right, Tim. But after a proper investigation, take a look at Mick Schumacher of the Haas team to at least get you those 3 points.
Gene spends 100 f***ing million a year of his own f***ing money, which f***ing wants to pull the plug and let everybody down because you are 2 f***ing idiots. I have not more to f***ing say to you guys.
Again, that is your F1 report for Southern California. And I gave you your picks, your fantasy picks, and I told you what to expect in España. Now, Tim, let me ask you a question. Because you spent this time with me on the F1 report, and because we had this moment and you learned about it a little more and you were asked to respond and stuff,
yep.
Does it make you want to watch the races?
It does.
Many of our listeners have found this to be a lot of fun when they turn on the TV on a Sunday morning and enjoy these races on ESPN.
One, it's on way too early on Sunday morning.
But you can record it.
And two, I feel like I'm really late to the party, so I don't know who the major real
players
are.
We're all late to the party. We're like all 60 years late to the party. It's fine.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't know half of the stuff I'm saying. It's obviously prepared for me.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm trying my ass off to do something new because I'm tired of LeBron and his freaking ankle and his wine drinking.
He's really hurt, okay?
I want to deal with a new group of elitists. European elitists. Russian elitists. Oligarchs. Finns.
What's the Instagram account?
Freaks.
You can find out more about them and their significant others.
F1 Wags.
F1 Wags. Okay.
Wives and girlfriends. They're all really skinny, though. And I like a thicker woman, you know, to look at. You know, online.
Yeah, of course. I know what you're talking about.
Speaking of thick, have you seen Tess Holliday recently?
No.
I mean, it's unreal. She looks like the Death Star. I got no problem with it.
You love that.
Oh, yeah. All right. That was your F1 report.
That was good.
I don't need your approval.
No, I felt like because I was more engaged this week because Matt wasn't here, because when Matt's usually here, you two kind of have this like bond back and forth with the whole
and
F1.
And you're not in it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, screw this. I'm not going to be a part of it. So I kind of don't listen. But now that I was part of it, I'm kind of into this. Botas and Gunther and Gene and Kimi.
Do you know who Gunther is? The driver.
He's German.
The head guy for. He's German, but he lives in Italy.
He's the head driver for Mercedes?
No. He's not a driver. He's like the head guy. Like
the
Don Martin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the crew chief or whatever. Okay. He's for Haas, and they're terrible.
Oh.
Mercedes is a guy named Toto.
Okay. Like I said, I picked my fantasy team before this whole thing started, week one. I have not checked it since. I can barely remember my team name, and I do not remember my password. So I can't check my team. Change it.
We'll be back with more PMS. Apparently, there's a police chase on right now.
What?
Somebody's chasing an SUV. Let's get it on. Put it on Channel 5. Yeah, there it is. Police pursuit on Channel 5. Looks like a Beamer. Is that an X5? I'm trying to be like Matt. Is that an X3? What is that? It's a white Beamer. It must be a douchebag.
It's the 10 freeway in downtown.
10 freeway downtown. A lot of traffic. We'll be back with live sound and my dad on PMS on this Frogman Friday.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
PMS is back. It's a Frogman Friday, and
Frogman?
They just went away from the pursuit on KTLA to go to the weather. What the hell? The second we come on.
It is gorgeous outside, though, Petros.
Yeah, so why do we need to hear about it? Did they just left the pursuit. Dude, it's right downtown. It went right by Philippe's. We were going to get into a whole thing.
And nobody else has it.
Oh, man. That happened right in the moment. That sucks. Well, we already gave away our Burke Williams gift card for Mother's Day, but Mother's Day is coming, and make sure you show love to your mother. C-section, natural birth, adoption, whatever. Legal guardian, wife, sister, show them some love. And of course, we still have the BJ's Brewhouse gift card to give away. Join the new BJ's Brewhouse Beer Club at bjsrestaurants.com/beerclub. Join the beer club and keep listening to PMS. $100 gift card to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse.
Somebody sent a tweet, said, wow, P is carrying the at Petros and Money show today.
It's the Petros and Money Show. Like, it's my job to do the show. It's been my job to do the show for 14 years. Cockpit Cates, by the way, in the F1.
Oh, how am I doing?
315th place with 373 points. So you're doing better than me.
Okay.
Now, the chase is still on the KTLA Facebook feed if you wanted to go in there and do all that. But,
Facebook's for old people.
And it's on the NBC app, but I don't know. Oh, and the guy is called a team principal, by the way, if you're in charge, like the guy, like Gunter for Haas, team principal. And Gunter is an Italian, actually, Northern Italian, with a German name. And I just got this text just to wrap up all the F1s. Text us a
line. Sold out to Chevy.
And enjoy the Spanish Grand Prix this weekend. Thanks for the shout-out from a fantasy F1 team. Circus Nargis forever. And no, this isn't Tyson Helton. For those of you that don't know, I went to high school with actually a really lovely girl. I mean, nothing bad to say about her at all. Nargis Kamali. She didn't talk like that, and that's not her. Yeah, Nargis Kamali was her name. She's since married, and she was upwardly mobile, very smart. I think she went to the Ivy League or something.
Oh, wow.
But Nargis Kamali, I don't know. I took her to a formal, and then the name kind of became a joke on the show.
But she's not a joke.
But I did know that Tyson Helton, Clay Helton's little brother, who played football at Peninsula High with me for 1 year before the dad got a different job and then they moved away. The dad was the O-line coach at the Raiders, Kim Helton, when we were kids. Tyson Helton, who's now the head coach, used to be USC's offensive coordinator, got chased out of there, and now he's the head coach at Northern Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
West Kentucky, yeah, the Hilltoppers. Northern Kentucky's the Norse, where George Clooney went to college. His birthday yesterday. Tyson Helton once told me, in confidence...
This is after the fact?
30 years ago.
Oh, okay.
He told me in confidence, I'm in love with Nargis Kamali with all my heart. Wow. And if you ever tell anybody that, I'll kill you.
Well, cat's out of the bag now.
Well, it's been forever.
Oh, okay.
That's why the listener texted that. Because I've told the story on the air before. You just didn't hear it because you're busy doing your other thing. Kirsten's Corner on Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck.
Starts at 5:30.
Speaking of something with a time, my dad, a week from last Wednesday, so this coming Wednesday, at Primo Italian Restaurant in Torrance, Palos Verdes and Rolling Hills Estates adjacent, my dad is going to perform again. The first time since the pandemic. Has his popularity grown while the pandemic was raging? Perhaps yes. Because it sold out in like 5 hours or something.
That's great.
Right, like the Depeche Mode at the Rose Bowl.
I was in line, the warehouse.
Couldn't get in.
Didn't get tickets.
I'm sure he'll have another show coming up soon. This one's sold out. I'm going. I've invited some very exclusive guests.
So Matt's coming and bringing a plus one?
He's been to the one at Spaghettini, so Matt's already... Where
shall I look? He was supposed to go to the one in Hollywood. He did show.
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, joining us now is my father. Former USC linebacker, former restaurateur, and a man who has a mother, and my mom is a mother, too, who he's married to. Hi, Dad. Someone
with strength. Hi, you mother, you.
Hello. Thank you for doing this, and sorry we haven't had you on a lot. We've had some weird times in the Dodgers season and all. But first and foremost, tell us about your show coming up and what can be expected, and no one can go, right? It's already sold out?
It was sold out in a couple days, I'm proud to say, and should be a very exciting night. It's an intimate atmosphere. It only seats about 100 people, and that's even with the restrictions.
Is it outdoor or indoor? What are we doing?
Oh, it's indoor.
Oh!
It's
indoor.
It's going to be hot, Petro. You know, it's going to be one of those things that it's up close and personal and all, and should be an exciting show. There's one change, though. We've got a great pianist coming named Admaro Ruiz. Louis Forestieri had an eye procedure, and it's not healed you know, sufficiently. So I'm going to rehearse with Admaro on Monday, and he's quite a pianist. He's worked with some great people. If you recall the Brazilian lady who sang with me so beautifully at Vitello's.
Yes, yes, in Studio City.
More than a year ago.
Yes, where Robert Blake shot his wife. What?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Oh, wonderful.
Katina De Luna is his wife, and she sang Playday, you know, with us. And hopefully
I remember that.
Hopefully we can coax her to come and sing again.
So you're nervous about the show? I mean, you haven't performed in a long time. What if you F up?
Well, I don't know what's... Well, it's one of those good things. No one knows what the hell's going to happen. And, you know, it'll be great. It'll be great. The guys I'm playing with are real pros. You know, Jimmy Branley's going to be playing the drums and Chris Colangelo on bass. We're going to miss Lou, but he's worked with Utmaro a long time. And I'm going to meet him on Monday. So it's going to be, we're going to do When in Rome because we're in an Italian restaurant. And,
all right, well.
That song you just played in the intro is an Antonio Carlos Jobim song called Someone to Light Up My Life. I'm going to sing that one as well. And we'll have some bathtub gin together, et cetera.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to the show. Now, that's on Wednesday at Primo, and if there's new shows, we will let everybody know when they are.
I'm going to get that Lucio Venetti, who's so, you know, popular and also a great Broadway singer, who owns the restaurant. I'm going to get him up for hopefully a duet or two with him at the end of the show.
Well, we look forward to it, Dad. Before we let you go, do you have any – you're a Dodger season ticket holder. Do you have any solutions for the Dodgers who are with the Angels tonight in Anaheim?
But I want to say this forthcoming. No, I don't. Can't help the Dodgers other than if the radio and everyone else would stop announcing that they're the LA champion Dodgers. They haven't won anything this year. You know, just refrain from celebrating the past championship and look forward to trying to win a new one without framing it as if it's already won. And I think that is a detrimental mindset for the team. I think the team has to go out and scrap and fight every day, and they're not being encouraged to do that. So that's all I have to contribute for the Dodgers. Here's what I want to say, though, before I leave. I remember my mother, and I'll never forget her, ever. And I remember her love and her kindness and her just all forgiving and welcoming and enthusiastic love for me and the family. And you knew her well, Petro. You were lucky.
Yes.
You spent a lot of years with her, and she was quite a lady all the way around, one of the great ladies of the state of California. And Angeline Papadakis, you can look her up. Her name is Angie Papadakis. Just Google her name, and you'll see.
So much better than everybody else's mom. That,
what a great lady she was. I was blessed to have her as a mother. I mean, what a... like being shot into space.
We were all blessed to be around her, Pop.
In the world, yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Pop.
I could run into a stadium, there'd be 90,000 people there, and I could hear my mother, believe me. I knew where she was.
Same way.
Anyway, thank you, Petro, for having me on.
We love you, Pop, and we'll talk to you next week. There he goes.
John,
Oh, good, you pulled it off.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask about Dogecoin.
A little more awkward than Matt usually does.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Dogecoin. My dad's a real stock expert. That's why we served Greek food for 40 years. We really have the stocks figured out.
Yeah. I ought to lean on him for some advice.
Yeah, we have nothing.
Sell or keep my
advice.
Dogecoin.
For what?
Doge.
Like when to add the lamb? I mean, if people haven't figured out that, I don't know what the hell's going on ever with anything.
It's amazing you get to work every day.
Isn't it? I'm amazed by it. I'm amazed.
Is that why you call me on the way to work, just so you can get guidance? Like,
yeah, kind of like.
Have your GPS?
Yeah. Like a where the red fern grows. We'll be right back with more PMS. David Vassay will come on and get you all ready.
Got some Kershaw news from Dave coming up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good teaser.